therefore we'll play Tush. Hell yeah.
Correct.
I'll bother coming in.
I didn't just walk in just now. Why would you say that?
We are professionals, man. I didn't bother coming in. I just got a holiday, a national holiday yesterday. Get here at the last minute.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, Jack?
People are dumb?
Yeah, they are.
This is an incredible one.
Is it?
Yes, it's incredible. And it's leading to our phone topic in the 4 o'clock hour, which is your history, your search history got you in trouble.
Oh, boy, you got to know how to delete that stuff.
Yes, you
man.
Do.
Man, you got to get that done.
You go in Metallica tickets today?
Yeah, it's Metallica Jam of the Day. We got tickets to the Friday show. We're going to get into SoFi Stadium when we play that song, Your Caller 13. It's going to happen between now and 4, and you better know what the song is, because I'm not sure. I think it's Fuel. That's right, it's Fuel. I don't know.
Give me 5.
Yeah.
The theme
is long.
Is long.
I was going to do the long and short of things, the right. Long and short of it, but there's not really that many songs other than Short People, Randy Newman. Remember that
it's
one?
It's a great song.
Yeah. And it's very politically correct. So, yeah, it's just long. Songs
with long in the title.
Not necessarily long songs because we only have, you know,
correct,
22 minutes to do it.
And we have tickets for tomorrow night's Kings game.
That's right.
So that's coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS.
You're going to see me reaching down under here now.
Yeah, why
Kevin?
Are you doing that?
Well, don't worry too much about it.
Where's your hand? What are you doing?
I know. I found another mouse down here, and it works better. You know this one that doesn't work at all?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But I know it looks really weird.
This radio station has about 5, are they called mice?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mises?
Mouses?
Mouse-eye?
And keyboards.
Yes.
And
none of them work.
All of them are directed to someplace else, and we have no idea what we're doing.
And I finally found one that kind of works, so that I can push this button, and we can do... People are dumb!
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
There's a guy named Brian who is accused of murder, and they were having his court case.
Murder! Right.
They were having his court case, and the prosecutor brought up his computer search history.
Oh, Brian, what have you done?
Yep.
Oh, no.
January 1st, 4:55 a.m., how long before a body starts to smell?
3 days.
4:58.
I think. I've heard.
How to stop a body from decomposing. 5:20.
Why?
How to embalm a body. 5:47.
Ask an Egyptian.
10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to.
Wow.
6:25. How long for someone to be missing to inherit money?
Oh.
6:34. Can you throw away body parts?
Can you throw them away?
9:29. What does formaldehyde do? This is his search history.
So the guy it started at 5:30 in the morning?
Yes, 4:55 a.m.
And now
yes.
He's up to 9:30 still searching.
Yes. Wow. 9:59, can identification be made on partial remains? 11:34, dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body.
That's my favorite band. I love that band.
11:44, how to clean blood from a wooden floor.
Wow.
11:56.
Damn.
How to detect blood.
He's up to noon now.
1:08, what happens when you put body parts in ammonia? 1:21, is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them?
Where was this guy?
The next day, January 2nd, 12:45.
Yeah.
Hacksaw, best tools to dismember?
Why would anyone think he was guilty?
So this is the prosecutor that's just reading these one after another after another.
Oh, my God.
1:10 p.m. Can you be charged with murder without a body? 1:14. Oh. Can you identify a body with broken teeth?
Well, at least this is all a crime of passion. It was right of the moment. He didn't think it out. It wasn't premeditated.
I don't believe. I think this is now it's January 3rd. 1:02 p.m. What happens to hair on a dead body?
Oh, God.
1:14. What's the rate of decomposition? 1:20. Can baking soda make a body smell good?
I mean, the jury must have been laughing by this point. Like, my God, yes.
You would have to. It's so ridiculous. So they just pretty much went in, looked at his history, and said guilty.
People are dumb. So, I don't know if you know, but the vending machine, the little card reader is broken.
Oh,
so
yeah, I know.
You need cash now. You need a dollar or so to be able to buy your snacks.
Dollar is what I need.
You need a dollar.
I need multiple dollars,
you do.
To be honest.
You need a biscuit as well.
Wow. Okay.
So, I need
$1 million. visit yamava.com. I'm afraid, dude, I can't give you a million. I just...
Okay, but can I win a dollar?
Sure, maybe.
Okay, all right.
It seems like this should... They always seem like they should be easy.
Yes, they do, and they never are.
I saw this list from Pollstar, so it's pretty reliable.
Okay.
These are the most concert tickets sold since the 1980. So the bands and artists that most people have gone to see. They sold the most concert tickets since 1980.
It seems like it'll be easy.
That's 43 years of woo!
All right, so how many guesses do I get to get how many?
I'm going to say six. I was like six, but I think you only need to get four because it's a little hard.
All right. Concert
That's
tickets.
That's what she said.
Sold since 1980.
Yes, sir.
Kiss.
Woo! Kiss is awesome. Woo!
What?
I mean, I guess that would be 1970 is probably more likely for Kiss.
But they've been touring ever
That's
since.
That's true. Since the dawn of time.
They've been on their farewell tour since 1981.
We heard the buzz.
Okay. U2.
U2 is my friend, and I think we should just go ahead and play the big sounder. Because
Why?
Number one. Woo!
But I mean, does that mean I win a dollar?
Nah.
Okay.
But yeah, number one on the list.
U2. Okay.
Sold the most concert tickets since 1980. I can tell you we play a good chunk of these bands.
Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The Rolling Stones. Excellent. We only need two more.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Isn't my guess. That wasn't.
Sure sound like, ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like a guess to you?
Yeah, it was a guess.
That's a
Paul McCartney, Rolling Stones.
That's a bummer.
Okay, so you two, Rolling Stones.
I want you to think about, why do I do this? Why do I always try to help you win?
Because you care.
I'm the worst game show host ever. Think of what we're going to be doing here in just a few minutes on 95.5 KLOS.
Metallica. Yes. Well done.
Metallica tickets for you in just a few minutes on 95.5 KLOS. It's the jam of the day.
All right, so I just need one more.
One more? Yeah, but you only get one more guess.
Now, yeah. Shoot.
So you got to get it right. I'm going to go ahead and
So you have to think about
set up the buzzer.
I only have one more guess.
Yeah.
And
that'll
be get
six
it right.
guesses.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, language.
I have to think about, like, is it possible Foo Fighters, although I know they started in the 90s, have sold enough tickets?
I'm going to allow that question and say no, because that's a valid question. Boy, I just help you all over the place.
Okay, so that's not...
I get 70 cents of your dollar.
All right. Wow.
Think of the older, go back to the late 70s.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead?
Come
Holy
on now.
Cow! Play your winner thing. Yeah. Woo!
I am rich.
You are
rich. Long conversation with Stu yesterday about he thought I needed to experience the Grateful Dead, and I understand that category.
Yeah,
like for example, Bruce Springsteen,
on the list, by the way. Bruce,
I didn't even think of that. Not the hugest Bruce Springsteen fan, but
it's a show
you got to see your life, and I saw him and he was great.
And if I were really not sober, I would love to go to a Grateful Dead show back in the day. I absolutely would.
No interest.
Grateful Dead was at number 10.
Okay.
The only one that's not really something we even touch, Kenny Chesney is number 9.
Kenny Chesney?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Sold the most tickets. You know where Aerosmith is?
No.
Number 13. Didn't
really?
Make the top 10, according to Pollstar. Most concert tickets sold since 80.
Right.
Number 8 is Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, so dumb. Of
Number
course.
7 is Bon Jovi, which
of course
I was a little bit surprised.
I don't know
Aerosmith
though, because
is,
a lot of these bands have been touring nonstop.
True. That's true.
So.
And Aerosmith had a little downtime there.
Yes, they did.
Metallica, number 6. Elton John, number 5.
Elton John.
Bruce Springsteen's at 4. Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm, got that.
Number 3. Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews
has sold
Band.
The second most number of tickets. Since 1980.
See, now that's a guy who has been doing nothing but touring.
Yeah.
And that's like that makes sense.
Pretend Grateful Dead sort of show, basically.
Yeah.
Sort of the new modern.
Yeah.
And number one, as you said, U2. So well done. You got a buck.
I got a dollar.
You got a dollar, my friend.
How about that?
Woo! A lot of good stuff on that album. So happy Def Leppard's still rocking
it.
Take what you want on KLOS.
And still sounding great.
Yeah.
We were talking last hour about a guy that was on trial for murder, and they checked his browser history. And And there were days and days of how long before a body starts to smell, how to stop a body from decomposing, how to embalm a body.
Whether or not a hacksaw is the best way to chop one up.
Just kept going and going and going for like 3-4 days.
Asking Jeeves, hey, what does formaldehyde do?
Jeeves. So the topic is you were embarrassed by your browser history.
Now, this is something we all should have learned back at the turn of the century. Around 2000, you should realize
if you're
going to look how to off your coworker.
It doesn't have to be that serious. It can be.
Hopefully not.
You were just incredibly embarrassed because there was a time in the old place where we were very curious about someone's browser history.
Oh, yes, I know what this is.
So we all gathered around.
Oh, this is horrifying.
And we checked history.
Very funny.
And this is what was being searched for. Chicks with dicks.
Excuse me?
Yep. Chicks with dicks.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know who it was, too.
Surprisingly,
it wasn't me.
No. Let's not say.
No. That's all right.
But, and then there
were. But at work.
Yes, at work.
Yeah.
And then there were many, many, many associated.
Sure.
Ones to that.
Features.
Yes.
Yeah. Scott Mason. Space and Scott Mason probably did not approve of people doing that on work equipment.
Searching for. Chicks with dicks? No, that is true.
He's just the enemy of fun.
Oh, my God. We were just on the floor dying. We were like, oh, like, I don't know what we expected, but it wasn't that.
Cute puppies.
So you were embarrassed by your browser history.
Maybe it was
a boss. Maybe it was your significant other.
Yeah.
However it was, you were embarrassed by your browser history.
Cough it up. What did they find?
818-955-KLOS. Cough it up was one of them, oddly. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, now.
So he's a joker, he's a smoker, and a midnight toker. That's a lot of nicknames.
That is a lot of nicknames, yes.
That is a lot of
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. The Telegraph, which is a British newspaper, has an article saying it was heartening to see Margot Robbie look so happy and to hear her old school friends call her Maggot.
No. Was that her nickname? And
proof you can never be free of a nickname. That was her nickname.
Oh, man. That's fun.
Margot Robbie's nickname was Maggot.
That's fun.
That's not great.
No.
But she seemed to be really happy because it was her old friends that were there and they were calling her Maggot.
Right.
But that's not what you want to be.
I know a fella that showed up at a show one time dressed as a Christmas tree around Christmas.
Yeah.
He became Queen Latrifa from then on.
That's fantastic.
Did you have any nicknames back in the day?
I didn't really. Not embarrassing ones. Mm. Like, my name is Kevin, and one of my friends called me Vinny.
Vinny?
The Vin part of Kevin.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah, it was lame, and it died, and everyone was fine with that.
I was the maniac on Channel 13
the
on
maniac.
CB Radio, yeah.
On CB Radio.
Yes, on Channel 13. That was my home base. I was
the maniac.
Yeah, sadly, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty fitting, though.
What about all the nicknames you have now? And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Your nicknames.
Your nicknames that are embarrassing or not embarrassing.
Thurston Howell the Monster is my favorite.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I really
That's one
to...
of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was going to be Frank Distortion on the radio for a while.
Oh,
Frank
that's,
Distortion,
that's
the
pretty great.
Father of Mayhem, which I enjoyed. Slug Sadie's Benz, Baron Von Slug, the Slug Monstrosity, you know, all that crap.
All that kind of stuff?
Yeah. But I like nicknames. I love always having nicknames for people.
In college, my nickname was Thicky.
Thicky. I don't want to know why, I don't think.
No, you don't.
We had a friend who was a biker, but he was really nice. He was like the nicest guy you ever could meet. He was so nice, but he looked like this, I'll kill you.
Right.
And one of the girls nicknamed him Biker Meowdy. Because he was so nice. Biker Meowdy's here. So from then on.
I can't do a nickname that's tough to say. I have trouble with the English language the way it is. So you had a nickname that was either embarrassing or funny, but it has followed you through life.
Yeah, we want to know what it is.
818-955-KLOS.
It is the KLOS Free Ride, and it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers, and they make it easy.
Margot Robbie's nickname was Maggot, which hurts.
That's rough.
You have a nickname?
Hello. Hi. My name is Leslie. My dad dubbed me with the name super duper pooper scooper.
Excellent.
Any particular reason?
I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to keep peace in the household, you know, one of those people.
Right.
And so when it came time to go outside and pick up the dog poop, it was anyway.
I got
you. So I just go ahead. I just go do it. You know, sometimes if it wasn't squishy and wet, you know, I'd even pick up the dry stuff with my hand, just throw it in the bag.
Wow, you really went for it. You really went for it. Look at you.
Super duper pooper scooper indeed. Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, we appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you got a nickname?
Yeah, I have a couple that are pretty good.
All right, what's your real name, your first name?
My name's David.
All right, what were your nicknames?
First one was I had diverticulitis, and they took out a piece of my colon, so they called me semicolon.
That's
kind of funny.
That's a gooder.
Yep.
What's the other one?
Second one was we were chlorinating some water, and I got sprayed in the face. They called me money shot.
Even better.
Yep.
Yeah, so those are my two.
Those are beautiful,
those
sir.
Those are fantastic.
Those are awesome.
Semicolon and money shot.
818-955-KLOS.
Your nicknames.
I am desirous of my music television.
Are we in the air?
Yeah.
Wow. What a shock that is.
That song is over. Talking about nicknames. Yeah?
We're talking about nicknames because Margot Kitty's, what's her name? Margot?
Steve, Bill, John.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Her nickname was Maggot, and that's not a great nickname. So we're talking about nicknames. You had one?
Yeah, well, my name is Corrine.
Okay.
And my brothers all called me Horny Corny.
Your brothers?
My mom started calling me corny, and my brother thought they said horny, so horny, corny.
Ah, corny, corny.
All right. I like it. I like it, especially that it comes from your brothers.
Yeah, exactly. What's more wonderful than a brother?
Thanks for calling,
horny, corny.
Thank you.
Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Peace.
What's going on, guys?
Talking about nicknames. What's your real first name?
So my real first name is Bradley. When I was really young, a lot of my friends used to call me B-Rad.
I know someone who still calls themselves that, and their name is Brad. I'm like, no, stop that.
Same.
Really?
Yeah, same. Yeah,
no. Once you're past 20, that's inexcusable.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
In high school, given to not friends of mine, was very unsuitable, but Bradley.
And yet that's our favorite.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Oh, high school.
Right, I'm sorry, your teachers called you that?
No, can I get a t-shirt now?
Oh, can you get a t-shirt? We don't have any right now to give away. Sorry.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You had a nickname?
You can have my t-shirt if you want, so I'll just take it off and give it to him.
So right now we're talking about nicknames. You have a funny one?
So my name's Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up with the name of Petey. And the reason, I was like one of the very few white guys around.
Right.
And one day I got this big black guy. And
I know where this is going.
I ended up with Petey from the Little Rascal Dog.
Sure.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah, actually. That's not too bad.
Who gave you the black eye?
It was a bunch of us wrestling around. I got an elbow in the eye.
Right.
And, you know, it still sticks to this day. I'm 5 years old now. And it still sticks.
That's funny. You know, I guess that's better than Spanky when you get down to it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is, really.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I love that dog.
All right. I'm finally on.
Right.
So, when I was 18, I'm 37 now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick out a nickname when you get registered as a state prisoner. And I didn't know that sucked, so I chose the nickname Chupacabra. So ever since 2008, I've been called Chupacabra every time I've been pulled over by the police.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's solid. I like that.
That's a pretty good nickname. Yeah. I like that you didn't know it stuck, that you just came up with it at the spur of the moment.
First time it happened, I was with a bunch of friends, and I got pulled over, and I heard over the intercom, Chupacabra, step out. Walk towards the sound of my voice.
You're like, come on!
I love it.
That's classic, man.
That is fantastic.
That's a good one. That's perfect.
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, when I was a little kid, my parents used to call me butt.
I assume there's a back story to that.
I don't want to know the backstory. It's not, better without.
Thanks for calling. Well, parents, they're so helpful, right?
Hello.
Hi, you have a nickname?
Okay, first name is Ava. Mm-hmm. My last name is Fulop, F-U-L-O-P.
Okay.
I work in labor and delivery, and my nickname, Fallopian Tube.
Of course.
Fallopian tube to the delivery room, please. Fallopian tube.
That's fantastic.
I love you guys.
That is great. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
I love you. Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. 5 minutes away from Gimme Five.
Yeah, and it is all about long.
Songs with the song titles with long in them.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep. That's coming up at,
I didn't know that.
In 5 minutes.
When we start picking these topics, it's just sort of like, oh, long time. I'm going to like that song, Long Time. Mm-hmm. We should do a, you know, Gimme Five with songs with the word long in it. I thought, oh, we should do long and short. We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
A lot of songs with long in the title, virtually none with short.
All right, so we're doing short?
None. Yeah.
Oh, no, we're doing long.
No, we're, yeah, no, him. Yeah, we're doing long. You want to play short, people?
Five times.
So not necessarily long songs, but songs with the word long in the title. You can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo, or you can call 818-955-KLOS. We are doing Gimme Five. The theme is songs with long in the title. KLOS, hello.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock it.
Woo!
There you go. Yes! Nicely
yeah,
done.
You. Who are you?
Jared. Just stop work. I'm on the 405 freeway. Starting to move.
That is almost worse than being at work.
Yes, correct.
Right on, dude. AC/DC yeah. On KLOS.
Right on.
It is nigh impossible for me to choose my favorite AC/DC song. I love that band so much, but that is way the hell up on the list. I love that song. Going back to 1975, High Voltage, it's a long way to the top. If you want to rock and roll.
We are doing Gimme Five songs with long in the title. KLOS, hello.
How about Supertramp, Take a Long Way Home?
That is a song with long in the title.
It is, yes. That is a song technically with long in it.
We'll put it up to the judges. We'll see what they say. Thanks for calling, man.
Come on.
He can sense our reticence.
Language. Using $10 words.
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Long Cool Woman by the Hollies.
Enjoying a day in a black dress?
Yep.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What do you think about Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home? Someone asked for that.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, really? You like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to do the Hollies. Do you still like Supertramp?
We'll take the Hollies.
I have a tweet.
Oh, really?
For Supertramp.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No.
All right. Well, here's the Hollies first. What's your name?
Peter.
Thanks for helping judge today.
Thank you, Peter.
Hey, you're welcome.
Right on, take care. He had to have had a nickname.
Homie in Newport Beach.
What'd you say?
Newport Beach said the greatest of all time classic rock song, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies.
Yeah, that is. I love that song. I've always loved that.
That is great.
Record.
We're doing Gimme Five.
Do you hear what's starting? You're getting a lot of. You know, we obey the demands. If you really want it.
Songs with long in the title.
I mean, I liked it when it was new, I will say. Who all asked for this besides the caller?
Randy, how about Supertramp? Take the Long Way Home. Let's see. Mariah, Take the Long Way Home by Supertramp.
I mean, I love that harmonica. I do like it a lot.
Yeah.
So people ask for it.
So we...
We do it.
Do we have to, though?
Yeah, because we're good guys. We're good fellas.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, we're good fellas. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be meeting up with you a little later. Anything with a harmonica works for me, I have to say. I guess it's a guilty pleasure. Hearing it again, I haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah? You like
it? Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah.
So that's Gimme Four.
Judgmental dickweeds. Yeah, we got one more. I got to play some exciting commercial messages, and I want you to try and guess what the last song we're going to play is. Go ahead and make wagers amongst yourselves.
Sure.
Good luck.
And also, we've got tickets for the Kings versus the Dallas Stars tomorrow night, and we'll give those away coming up as well.
Hello, KLOS Radio.
Hi, guys.
Hi. We're doing Gimme Five songs with long in the title.
Evan Long by Foo Fighters.
Really are a lot of songs with the word long in the title.
That's true.
A ton of them, and a lot of people were tweeting really good suggestions at Kevin and Sluggo. I think we'll revisit this subject at some point.
All right.
That's the fifth of five there on Gimme Five.
That sounds good. We have tickets for the LA Kings versus the Dallas Stars. It is tomorrow night. We have four tickets for you tomorrow night. If you want to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, we'll play a little game with some hockey slang, and you can win those tickets from KLOS.
We got tickets to give away.
Also, we have a story coming up about a raccoon's balls. But first, for the LA Kings tickets, KLOS, who is this?
I am Matt.
Matt!
Matt, you're caller 13. Congratulations.
Oh, all right.
All right, you ready for some hockey slang?
Let's do it.
All right, what is a celly?
A celly?
A celly.
A celly.
A celly.
Matt, a celly?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Matt. What's a celly?
In the hockey world, what is a celly?
In a world where there's a lot of hockey played, what, Matt, is a celly?
I think you need the buzzer.
Matt, are you there?
Matt? Matt, do we need to send an ambulance? Okay. Oh, sorry, Matt.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you a hockey fan?
Well, actually, my daughter is.
Fantastic.
She worked for the Ducks.
Oh, is she there?
Oh, sorry. Would you like tickets for the LA Kings versus the Dallas Stars?
Oh, my gosh. As long as we can beat Dallas, yeah.
There you go. All right. In the world of hockey, what's a celly?
A celly?
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter's going to be mad.
She's the player. I'm the coach. What the hell is a celly?
Oh, your daughter's going to be so angry. Come on, coach.
Is she there?
No. Okay. No.
All right.
You don't know that?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Sorry, dude. You're going to beat Dallas.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening, Kevin Sluggo?
Hi there. We're giving away tickets, four tickets for the LA Kings to take on the Dallas Stars tomorrow night. We got a little question for you. In hockey slang, what does it mean when they say a celly?
What is a celly?
Celly. Mm-hmm. That means celly. Give me one second.
Consulting Google, asking Jeeves.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Wow.
Celly.
Yeah, what's a celly?
What's a celly?
Means a solo goal.
Nope.
Come on.
Nice guess.
Hey, don't come on me. It's an actual thing.
Nice incorrect guess.
Okay.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. Do you know hockey slang?
We absolutely do.
All right. In hockey, what is a celly?
Celebrating a goal.
Yes, it is. Nicely
hear
done.
Helping in the background.
Nicely
well done.
Done.
Yay!
Woo! Congratulations to Satan in the background. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Dallas Stars. That is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got yours for free. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preaching, sister.
This is a bizarre story. A railroad worker rescued a raccoon from an oncoming train after its testicles froze to the track.
Oh, man. First thing I was picturing as you were saying that is those old-timey movies, black and white.
Yes.
And the heroine is tied, but suddenly it's a raccoon whose nuts are stuck
correct.
To the track.
Yes, frozen. It was 10 degrees.
Oh, man.
Neil Mullis is the guy's name, 35 years old. He found the traumatized animal and carefully freed him using warm water and a shovel.
Wow, that's nice. While the train was bearing down the whole time?
It wasn't bearing down, I don't believe.
Oh, okay. And the music was blasting.
I did post this story, and it's a pretty funny picture of a little raccoon just looking up like somebody... Please,
he
God.
Looks really unhappy. He's having the worst raccoon day of his life.
He is, yes. Here's the guy who rescued him.
Little bastard's nuts froze to the rail.
Little bastard's nuts froze to the rail.
He wouldn't think that he'd be the one to go out there and rescue him. He'd be like, I'm going to pull up a chair and watch this.
And then he recaps it for us.
Good for him.
Operation was performed. Little fella's safe. There's the rest of his nut hair. Damn.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Damn.
I need to hear that again.
Well, bastard's nuts froze to the rail.
Well, that was, and then...
Operation was performed. Little fella's safe. There's the rest of his nut hair.
There's the rest of his nut hair.
Damn.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
You ever accidentally called the police?
Accidentally call the police.
Come to your house?
No.
Mm-mm. Never butt dialed?
Nope.
There was a guy in Kentucky who was playing a video game named Rainbow Six Siege.
Okay.
From Tom Clancy. Mm-hmm. And he was chatting with other players.
Right.
And he said, I killed two people. Talking about the game.
Oh, right.
But he had butt dialed the police.
Oh, no.
So the police heard him say, I killed two people.
Yes. And sounded a little proud of it, too.
And they surrounded his house.
Oh, get out of here. Wow.
Made him come out with his hands up.
Damn.
Had to search the entire place.
Didn't find too many bodies.
Didn't find anything because it was just a video game.
Oh, my God.
But they do have to take that really seriously.
Oh, sure.
And I know that by experience because there was once when my fax machine,
mm-hmm.
Grandpa said fax machine, repeatedly dialed 911.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know why. I didn't know it was unhappy to begin with. I don't know, but... It was a Sunday morning. I remember very clearly. It was kind of raining a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I looked out the front, and I saw two police officers Woo. With their guns drawn.
Oh, man.
And walking up the sides of my property.
And you're like, wow, they finally found me.
Yes.
It's finally coming down today.
I started going through all the things. Now, what could this be for? Which one of the things
Who
could this be for?
Who called the cops on me this time?
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
But they did come to the door, and I was like, hey, I don't know... Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but they said somebody's repeatedly calling 911.
Someone's repeatedly calling 911 from your house.
They didn't know that it was the fax machine. They just thought somebody was calling 911.
Right.
So they did have to come in and search the whole place.
So they found your dungeon.
And make
they
sure.
They found your weeds, huge, massive plants.
Right, but I was like, that's not why you're here.
Were they looking?
It's inadmissible.
Were they looking for... People
I don't think they were really
trying to see if you had someone tied up that was trying to get a hold of the cops. Help me.
I don't know because I was handling it like you would. It was just I don't know what this is about.
Sure, come on in. Come on in and take a look around. Hey, man, you want to hit?
See if you can see anything. And that's what they eventually found out that it was the.
So did they walk up to the machine? How did they figure out what the number? They must have known what the number
was. They arrested the machine. Had it put his little hands behind his back. Marched it out to the car. This is odd. The Toronto Zoo Wildlife Conservatory has a sort of an anti-Valentine's Day project.
For kids of all ages.
Somebody there has been hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not positive who's been hurt at the Toronto Zoo, but roses are... This is the tweet.
Oh.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Is there someone in your life that's bugging you? give them goosebumps by naming a cockroach in their honor.
Whoa.
This Valentine's.
Oh.
And then it shows a huge picture of a cockroach.
Oh, that is a big old nasty cockroach.
So you can basically name a cockroach after somebody who's bugging you.
For a fee?
Sure, there's a $25 fee, of course,
I
for support.
I think we're getting somewhere now. Now we're getting somewhere.
But isn't it, like, wouldn't you think that a public zoo would do... everything they could to be positive?
Yeah, you think, because usually zoos are aimed, you know, the kids.
Aimed for kids.
Yeah, right? I mean, everybody can enjoy the zoo, but the kids.
But it's aimed for the kids, yeah.
Yeah, that's
roses
teaching
are red,
kids.
Violets are blue. Is there someone in your life that's bugging you?
Yeah.
My teacher, and my mom, and my dad, and my stupid brother.
You can name a cockroach in their honor this Valentine's Day. For more information...
How about, and then we'll squish the cockroach in that person's honor for another $25.
I don't think they're going to go straight to violence.
I don't know. I mean, you want to make money or not, Toronto Zoo.
I mean, that's a good point.
I think it's weird that, I mean, I'm sure there's a zoo in Toronto, but when I think of Toronto, the only animal that I think of is a raptor because of basketball.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, a polar bear because of the weather.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, but cockroaches.
Well, I guess they got them too.
Huh. All right. Somebody hurt the Toronto Zoo. That's the point. That's the takeaway.
Wilhelm, Bitter Taste. I love that song.
Billy
Good
Idol.
Stuff.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A murderer was on trial, and the prosecution brought into evidence his internet browser history with questions like, how do you get rid of a body?
Is a hacksaw the best way to chop up a body?
I don't think it helped him. We did give away Metallica tickets for the Metallica Jam of the Day.
Yeah.
Find out tomorrow's song at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. And we told you the story of a raccoon's frozen balls.
That was very, it was warming. It was heartwarming.
Yes, it was.
All right, I'm off to pet the raccoon.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
A lot of requests for that one when we do the All Request Fest, the live version of Metallica.
Oh, I felt pretty good. That felt pretty good.
We are giving out tickets, the Metallica Jam of the Day. We announce a song every day, and you'll be listening for it, and when we play it, and who knows when that'll be. I guess we'll tell you when that's going to be.
Yeah, that does happen.
Another. Yeah. Then you be caller 13, and you get to go to the show.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi. What number am I?
Caller 13. Who is this?
No way.
That's a weird name.
Hi, this is Lulu.
Hi, Lulu.
Lulu. You're caller 13.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
See all those people screaming there for fuel there? All those, you're going to be doing that. You're going.
I can't believe this. Are you serious?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Lulu.
Yes.
You got two tickets to Metallica's M72 World Tour for Sunday night, August 27th at SoFi Stadium.
Yes.
Single day tickets.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Single day tickets for August 25th and 27th are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you don't need to buy those, Lulu, because you got it already for free.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. Oh my God. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys so much. Thank you.
Paul Simon dropped out of law school on this day in rock in 1965 in order to pursue music full time. Rolling Stones ended up raising $400,000 at a benefit concert for the victims of the earthquake that happened in Nicaragua. It was on this day in rock in 1973 at the Forum here in Los Angeles they put on that show. If you've always wondered why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, Ohio, it was a poll in USA Today, and it was selected on this day in rock in 1985 to be placed there.